Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, it's that time of the month that you all look forward to. Today we have the incredibly gifted source of light and love, spiritual medium Laura Lee, back on the show, and I know that many of you have called in to speak with her today to get a reading. Laura has the natural ability to access the link between the physical and spiritual world. Today she will be talking about finding true love, a little bit about the leap year, and she will be sharing the inspiring wisdom that she gets from her guides and angels. And these are messages that are meant for all of us. So let's get started. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Good morning. Well, you know,
far into the world, it's good afternoon.
Yes. Okay, that's true. That is true. And for those who tried to call in last Friday and couldn't get through, there was a technical difficulty glitch in Blog Talk Radio. It had nothing to do with me or Laura. So we're here today to talk to you. So you want to start with the leap year?
Yeah, I think it's kind of clever that we had to reschedule for today, because today is the actual day of the leap year, the extra day that's always put in the calendar every so often. And, you know, I realize that I'm really into numbers as well, you know, other than talking to spirits, I'm really into numerology. And this day adds up to 11-11. And,
it is 11-11?
I don't know if you know. Oh, it's 11-11
day. It adds up to 11-11. Oh, my gosh.
It adds up to 11-11 day, yeah. And,
my gosh.
You know, 11, I know, it's very interesting, very intriguing, because that's a master number. And I think it's to set the tone for the following month, maybe even the year, because we're in a leap year. But it means to basically put your focus and attention and grounding yourself here, because this is an enlightening year and a spiritual year, and usually 11, the master number 11 means intuition. So mastering your intuition, really honing in on using that ability and that skill, especially in today's climate. And I don't know if anybody recognizes the number 11-11 also as an angel number, which means that the universe is kind of taking a snapshot of your thoughts right now. So in return, it's replicating your thoughts into the physical world.
Right. And for those who are listening, now that you're aware of the 11-11, just notice when you look at the clock, you're going to see this number over and over all the time. You know, all of a sudden you'll look at the clock, it'll be 11-11 or 1-11 or, you know, a combination of these numbers. And it's funny, when I point it out to people, the next time I see them, they always say, oh my gosh, I'm seeing nothing but 11-11. So that's really interesting. The other topic that I think was something you wanted to talk about today was finding true love, and this is February, the month of love. So what are the messages you're getting about that?
I don't think it's too late to discuss this topic since April, February 14th has already come and gone because, as you well know, every show we have a, a series of callers that call in and want to talk about their love life. And this happens to be a hot topic because I get people who call me about their life mission, their career, their finances, and their health. But ultimately, every meeting I have with everyone, it boils down to that very element of a relationship, love. And, for me, working in this field, the most important thing in life is love, and love is what makes the world go round. I know there's a lot of people who would argue with me and have argued with me that money actually makes the world go round.
No, I don't agree.
I know. But love is really what makes everything go around and makes life worth living. And there's a lot of people out there who are suffering and feeling like there's something wrong with them because they haven't found love in their life. And I don't believe there is anything wrong with you. I think you're perfect as you are, and I think that's the key to discovering love. And it doesn't mean, there's a lot of people out there who say, well, my friend who's an alcoholic, and a cheat, and they've got, love in their life. They've got a companion in their life. That doesn't mean that there's necessarily love in that relationship. It just means that, there is somebody out there for everybody. But if you're looking and you're searching for that one, which I get a lot of women and a lot of men who come to me looking for that special one, that one person is going to hang tight with them throughout life. I think it's a journey that we each have to go on to discover that the love is existence within ourselves before we can discover it outside ourselves.
Mm.
And that takes some work and awareness.
And, it is.
I think that's something. Yeah. And it doesn't care. Love doesn't really care if you're fat or skinny or you're rich or you're poor or if you're pretty or you're ugly or if you're employed or unemployed. But a lot of people feel like they've got to change themselves in order to be loved, or they have to have something in order to be loved. And I think that's some of the things that we need to discuss over the next hour between our calls, because I think this subject is so important, as you well know, Randy, because of all the callers we get about this subject.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It breaks my heart because people are on this search and this hunt. But before anybody's going to love you, it boils down, you're going to have to fall in love with yourself first. And we're going to talk about some of the ways that you can do that through the hour as we interweave callers through our show.
Okay. All right. Good topic. Okay, I like that.
Can you
All
hear
right.
me pretty good?
I can.
Randy,
I can hear you. I'm outside, so things are a little quiet. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear wind. I hear a lot of wind, and that's why I was asking.
Do
if
you?
Was,
okay.
You know
what?
Concerned.
Let me take this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this inside. Well, if I do, I might lose everybody, so I better not do that. Okay. okay. Let's pick our first caller, and this is area code 447. Good morning. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Deep.
Okay. Deep. All right, Deep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, Deep.
And what is
Hi,
your
what
question
can we do for
Laura?
You?
Yeah, sure. I came out of a bad marriage. I got divorced. Then I was on the path of self-love, discovering self-love. And Yeah, I met a friend. I met a girl called Margarita last October, who is a good friend. We like each other a lot, but she's in a relationship. So we are just good friends as of now. Though I am open to the potential of just developing beyond that. So do you see us being able to get into a long-term relationship? Because this feels like true love.
Oh, you're talking with Marguerite Deet?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, gosh, Deet, you sound like I put out a newsletter every month, and last month I had an issue with somebody who wrote in a question that was very similar to yours. And I've got to tell you, you know, when somebody is in, I think part of the whole thing with the self-love discovery and when you encounter somebody who your heart feels connected to and they're already in a relationship and they're speaking their truth and they're telling you they're in this dynamic, it takes self-love to respect and honor yourself to keep on moving despite what you're feeling in that moment with that person right now, because they've got their doors closed, you know, to some degree. They might be open to some degree, but that's tormenting you, and that could be tormenting them. And they've got to get clear about their boundaries and their dynamic with their relationship. But it's also about you, Deet, and how far you're willing to go in this dynamic, because, you know, it sounds like it's going to cause a lot of heart-wrenching moments for you. And, you know, when you've got that going on along with the self-love, you know, anything that hurts or feels saddened or, you know, you've got to back off. So you got to feel, you know, for some self-dignity, for some self-respect, you've got to keep moving forward despite where Marguerite is right now, okay? So let her figure out what she needs, because love is patient. You have to remember, love is patient. It's kind. It's not, you know, boastful. It's not going to sit there and try to convince her of other dynamics that outside of her relationship. Give her her space. Get, in the meantime, okay. Honor your, respect your space and keep on moving, okay?
Yes.
And then when the time is right, because I feel like she's still trying to figure out, you know, a lot of people, everybody's on that path, okay? And she's trying to figure out, I don't think she's going to marry this person, okay? There might have been some discussion about that. And as I say that, Deet, I feel like there might have been, has she been in this relationship for at least a couple years?
About 6 years. To add to it, yeah. So she keeps on saying that they are totally two different persons, and she's still giving it a go. So I have let her go, but I just would be good to get a guidance around. Do you think it's still worth lingering around and hoping, or
no,
is it best?
No, I don't think it's healthy for you. I think you need to keep moving. All right. So have you known her for a couple years then?
Six months,
okay. Well, there's something about 2 years. That's what I give it. So I give it about 2 years. I would keep on moving forward, okay? And you know what? I mean, maybe there's a reconnection later on down the road. But in the meantime, and I've seen a lot of people do this, you know, they'll find that connection with somebody and they know that the door's closed there, they move on. And then a couple years later, you know, the doors open at the right time, you know, when everything just smoothly works together. I know that life isn't smooth. You know, I know there's complications and such. But you don't want to get yourself into that dynamic, okay? So, I mean, you just went through a divorce, okay? And that in itself, it requires some healing time with your heart. So I would recommend you take your time in, you know, in that direction. Are you, real quickly, as I even say this, are you focused on, are you in electronics or computer or information technology?
Yes, I
Who's
am.
Who's in information? You are. Okay. All right. Your angel just came to me and showed okay, your angel just came to me and, you know, showed this to me. So I want to confirm that as a validation to the message I just gave you. So I want you to just, you know, keep on moving, okay? Keep on going,
yeah.
All right? And if it's true love, you know, you guys will discover each other again later on down the road, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, I feel like it might come around again, but you'll honor and respect yourself with self-dignity. Keep on moving, okay? That's self-love.
Okay.
I highly recommend a book for you if you're willing to go out and pick it up. It's from Marianne Williamson. It's called Return to Love, and I think that's one of the best books regarding this subject matter.
Yeah.
Return
sure.
to Love. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You have
All
a
right.
good one. Thanks for calling in, Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to take another caller?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. This is area code 781. Are you there?
Hey. Yes.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Yeah,
what is your or good afternoon? What is your name?
My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Laura. I guess I have a relationship question as well. I am considering reconciling with an ex and wondering where you see that going.
A couple things. First of all, let me, Patty, confirm here. I get a father figure involved in this situation who's on the other side, so I don't know if it's associated with your ex or it's associated with you, but I feel like the father figure on the other side is like, I don't know, pulling you guys together, if that makes sense. And whose father's on the other side? Is it his?
No, it's mine.
It's yours. Okay. Because he's standing really close to the situation. I just feel like, you know, the connection with this man has some sort of draw or pull to the father figure. I don't know why, but maybe that's something you need to consider. The other thing, too, is are there children involved with one or the two of you as well?
No, there's no children.
There's no children. Well, maybe he's making reference to you in regards, because I feel like something about the dynamic and children. Was there a discrepancy between you two in the past about the ideas of you know, children in the future with the relationship?
No.
Do you understand?
I don't. In fact, neither one of us wanted children, so that was never an issue.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I get. Those are the first two things I get, okay? So you might want to put that down, okay? Those are the first two things I get. And as I say this, Patty, does your dad also have a brother or uncle as well?
Yeah.
A brother or uncle on the other side as well with him?
He does.
Okay, all right, so there's your confirmation to that, okay? Because I feel like there's something about the children, something with children and himself and involving this ex, okay? And as I say it, I think this relationship's come around more than a couple times. Is that true? Like you guys have broke up before and come back around together, and this might be more than one occasion. Is that true?
We've talked about it. We haven't actually done it.
Acted upon it. Uh-huh.
Right.
I just feel like this one, this particular relationship, I feel like is, you know, one of those revolving door type things. And, like, it comes around and it goes, and it comes around and it goes. Like, there's something there, but you guys haven't figured it out yet, obviously, because here you are again right now. I think there's definitely a soulmate connection, like a past life, that you guys haven't resolved and you're back together about it. But again, I think it goes back to the whole children thing. And I know right now you said that you were both pretty consistent with the idea that you didn't want kids. And as I say this also, I feel like traveling has traveling, somebody traveling might be part of the barrier with this relationship? Did somebody get into a position where they're traveling a lot more?
We both travel. It hasn't been an issue before. So it's possible that it could be in the future.
Well, I want you to understand that the traveling thing is one of the things that also puts up questions about whether or not the sustainability of the relationship. So I think there's a potential here. It just depends on exactly what you want. And I think that's something you got to get really clear what you want in your head before you start to entertain this on the long, long term. Okay?
Yeah, so you confused me a little when you said my father was, I thought you said pulling us together, but it almost sounded like you said he was stopping us, so I was confused.
I feel like there's, you know, there's something there with your father's connection with him. So, you know, pulling you together, like there's something still to be learned, like a dynamic that you even had with your father.
Oh, got it. Yeah, because
you
my father
it?
Never met
yeah.
him. Yeah, I understand what you mean now, but because my father
okay,
has never
okay,
met
okay, okay, okay. So, no, he knows him from spirit, believe me. You have to understand as a medium, nobody ever dies. They're there in the, you know, right alongside of you. There's a connection still. So, you know, they're there to guide you. Your father's still present with you in your heart right there, okay, regarding any matter. So I just want you to understand that, okay? And maybe there's something a little bit more to chew on there. But anyway, you'll have to keep us posted, okay? Thanks for calling in, Patty.
I will. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Patty.
Take care.
Thank you, Patty. Is the sound better, Laura?
Yeah, way better.
I came
way
inside. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. I'm
sorry
glad we
about
have a
that.
Stronger
okay.
connection.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's pretty cool that we got a couple callers there, even about the whole love thing. But do you mind if we go through this a little bit? Because I think
no,
this is key.
Go right ahead.
Because you know, over the years, even I was on a show with a couple other psychics, and our entire show was wrapped up around love. And love matters with men and women who called in and asked questions about their love relationships. And I always find that if the person, who's inquiring about the other person in, you know, a dynamic or a relationship, if you don't respect yourself in some way, there is no one else who's going to respect you in the same manner. Until you respect yourself and respect your own boundaries, can somebody else step up to the plate and respect those boundaries as well, okay? I also hear, like, for instance, and I just want to show the dynamics here. I hear some people say, I just want a guy who will buy me the nice gifts, the diamonds, the flowers. If you aren't doing that already for yourself, you're not going to have somebody else come into your life and do it. It's as simple as that. You know, and same with, you know, somebody who, you know, if you're looking for somebody who has the same family values as you, you have to really honor and trust that those values are consistent with you and that somebody comes into your life and reflects those. And if they don't, then, you know, to draw that boundary, be enough of a person for your own self-respect and your own self-dignity to keep on moving, unless you're okay with that. You know, unless you're okay that somebody else comes in to your life and reflects something that's a little bit different from yourself and you're open and reflective about that kind of dynamic. But I always hear there's somebody, you know, who always comes to me and they're like, I'm looking for somebody who's good looking. If you don't think of yourself as good looking, you aren't going to have somebody else who comes into your life who's good looking to you or is even going to consider you as good looking. I'm talking about the simplest basic things, okay? So it really begins everything and ends with you in the way that you honor and respect yourself and the way that you see yourself in the mirror, if you, you know, and or the way that you project that you want somebody else in your life that reflects something that you've got, then you got to make sure you believe that is within yourself before you receive that that comes into your life. I hope that makes sense there.
It does. It does make sense. And, you know, and something came to mind as you were talking about that. When people ask for somebody to come in and give them things and be the absolute perfect dream knight in shining armor,
right?
If that person comes in, you better watch out, because generally that's a facade and it doesn't stay. And I know that because I deal with narcissistic personality disorder abuse all the time, and that's the way they all come in. They all start like that. They're the dreamiest people. So,
yeah. I've been there, too. That's why I highly recommend when I do work with clients that, you know, to really go a little bit deeper and really, you know, think about the things that, not so much on the surface, but, you know, taking the time out for themselves. I see so many people jump right into another relationship, leaving a divorce or leaving another relationship without taking the time for self-reflection and self-healing of what went really wrong in that relationship and why they left it, or why the relationship self-destruct. And, you know, taking a look inward and seeing what it is, you know, they need to do to shift and or embrace in their life if they want to make a change in the next dynamic, in the next relationship. So
I'm with you 100%. 100%.
Yes. And you know what? A good subject to talk about this is domestic violence or abuse in relationships, and really becoming clear, because I hear it so many times from women as well as men, more often with women, of course, is that, you know, because of a pattern of relationships they might have had, even starting as early as their childhood, maybe from a parent or a family member, you know, that might have pounded on them emotionally, physically, you know, mentally. I mean, there's just so many ways that can come about, and it's just a pattern that they know and have accepted so long in their life, they think it's the norm.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
It perpetuates.
Yes, because people, you know, people that have a strong boundary system, and that's something you learn in childhood. I mean, you have to learn it later if you don't learn it in childhood, but people naturally learn that. And if they don't learn it in childhood, then they end up going from one bad relationship to another, and they have issues. And until they look inward, I completely agree with you. Yeah, this is what I see all the time with the people that I counsel. When they, you know, when they come to me and they tell me they're having problems with their spouse, and I always ask them, tell me about your childhood, and it always started then. So, absolutely, absolutely.
It definitely reflects. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see. Okay. This is area code 646. Good afternoon. How are you, and what is your name?
Good afternoon. How's everyone today? My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
How y'all doing today?
What can we do for you? Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good. I was actually calling because I had an interview on Thursday, and I just wanted to know how it turned out.
Tony, let me see here real quick. Are you unemployed now, Tony?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I get that. Are you right-handed, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say I see a female who's over on your left, on your maternal side, who guides over you on the spiritual realm, like a mother figure. I don't know if this is a grandmother.
Right.
Who seemed to, you know, watch over you like a mother, you know. I don't know if you even lived with her. Does that make sense? Did you live with her for a period of time? Yes. She adores you, okay? So she told me, I mean, right before you even said anything about your work, I got unemployed and the issue was about your work. And I know this is a really frustrating time right now. Regarding the job that you interviewed for, I think you're definitely a serious candidate, and it felt good when you left the situation, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I would recommend to up your ante because I feel like they're on the fence with you and another candidate. I'd almost, you know, tap them. I'd be a little aggressive and tell them that you want the job.
Okay.
Did you ever come out straight ahead and say that you wanted the job when you were in the interview? Did you say those words, I want this job?
Yeah, basically, I said, this is an opportunity that I would love to take on.
Right, right. Does it require a department head or managing a group of people?
Yes.
Yeah, I see you doing that. I just feel like this is a tight race. I feel like it's going to require you to be a little more assertive. Not that you weren't already, because I can, you know, you did say you wanted to take a hold of this opportunity, but I just feel like this is something you really, really want. You're feeling a really strong connection with this opportunity, and I think it's something that you probably need to go a little bit harder after, okay? So maybe even dropping them, a note sometime this week, a couple times.
Okay.
Or calling them up. I know that's, sometimes counterintuitive because a lot of people just want to leave them alone and let them make a decision. But I think the other person's going to be going at it aggressively like that as well. Okay?
Okay.
And as I say that, I almost feel like it's a female.
Mm.
Okay? Okay?
Okay.
Also, as I say this, Tony, were you ever in warehousing or what do you call it? Like a distribution center of some sort, like a warehouse or anything like that. Did you ever do any work like that in the past? I just see it like a warehouse type thing with boxes and stuff like that, and like managing something of that sort with distribution, shipping or something of that sort. Does that ring relevance to you or anything like that?
I remember being in a probably doing some stock stuff like early on, but it wasn't like managing. It was just like working. Stock clerk situation, but
They show this to me, and your grandma shows this to me. That's just a confirmation to what I just told you.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, all right. So I hope that makes sense to you because they sometimes show me images about the past so I can confirm my message. Okay, so I think if you step up to the plate a little bit harder, and just be a little more assertive, you might take over this role. Okay, so you keep us posted, Tony. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, let's see. We have one more caller, but we can chat for a couple of minutes if you want.
Okay.
So we were talking about love and finding love and not, and being real with it, being love, and I think that you probably can say the same thing, but I know that I had a lot of, I had a couple, I don't know if you've had bad relationships, but I had a couple of really bad relationships in which I was codependent. And it wasn't until I totally changed myself that I found somebody who was worthy of my love, really. And that took a lot of work to change, my part in the relationship. So I'm completely with you on that. I think that is, we have to, when our relationships don't work out, we have got to look within.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people who are just coming out of dynamics and relationships to take your time, really take your time and sit still and be silent. I know so many people, like I think we got a caller last month, if I'm not mistaken, or over the last couple months, where they were looking at profiles of other people online, but they weren't pushing send. They didn't feel like they were worthy enough to connect with somebody online. They find some interesting people, but they wouldn't connect. And I felt like they were still insecure about something. Maybe if it was like, I haven't lost enough weight, I'm not educated enough. I'm not, you know, out of my predicament right now. I have no job. I don't have enough money, you know. So there's so many barriers that we can, we need to overcome in order to embrace love, because everybody deserves love. That's the number one thing. We all deserve it. And we are destined to have it. I mean, it's something that we're all aspiring to. So take the time to really, you know, to love yourself and to nurture yourself in those moments of time where you're feeling vulnerable, whether it's, you know, if it's about your weight, love yourself as you are first. And I know we hear that message all the time. And a lot of people are discussing, they got the self-criticism within their head. You're going to find somebody's going to come into your life with the same self-criticism that you're experiencing internally, and they'll self-reflect it. They'll reflect it back to you. You know, if you feel like your bum is too much on the heavy side, they're going to say something to you inadvertently about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Randy, I mean, it just, it comes out that way. And so, I mean, take the time to really reflect on those things that you're feeling are blocking you from moving forward and finding someone that's deserving to be in your space, and that you're held up against in yourself, from preventing yourself from finding that person, and taking that time to really love and admire and appreciate who you are in this present moment, because you're perfect as you are. Even in your imperfectness, you're perfect, you know?
That's how
I feel about the love. So there's a couple books I highly recommend, like I had recommended earlier to our first caller, Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. I love that book. Literally, I've read it 4 times, and I know it's a perfect way to start out your journey on the whole self-love. But there's another book which she promotes a lot. It's called The Course in Miracles. And The Course in Miracles is about our duality world and love versus fear, and how the only thing that really is real on our planet is love. But it's the human fear that gets in the way to block our own good in life and our own insecurities, which has shaped who we become to some element, but it's taught. It's what we were learned, those things that we learned as a kid, and maybe from lifetimes. So it's time to shield. Yeah, to peel back those layers so that we can reveal our true identity, our true self, which is divine. So we got another caller.
We got one more caller. We have a couple minutes to talk. Okay, this is area code 814. Good afternoon. What is your name?
Hello. Hi.
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 What is your name?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, do you see anything coming up for me in changes with career?
Changes in career. Let me see here, Amy, what I've got. First of all, are you working part-time or something of that sort, or working as a, you know, flexible time, something that's like flexible but not entirely full-time? I don't know if this is consulting or something of your own on the side. Does that make sense, Amy?
No, I'm full-time.
You're full-time. Is this something that you wanted to go into, like a part-time flexible consulting type thing where you had flexible time?
No, there was there had been a job that I wanted, but it didn't come through along. It was a good while ago. They had flexible hours.
Okay, and I feel like that was something that you were really driven towards at one time, obviously, because I still feel like it's there around you, okay? And when I say it's like a flexible part-time, when I say it's part-time, it's giving you more time to yourself and the flexibility on your hours. And I just feel like you have more freedom to roam around, okay? So it's not so much contained to an office, if that makes sense, one particular area. And I don't know if you're that's the direction I see you moving in. So even if it is something that you were desiring at a, you know, in the past, I feel like this is the movement that you are working towards. Have you considered working for yourself at one point, Amy?
No. No, because of the benefits.
Because of the benefits. Did you have a friend who... I have a. Do you have a friend that works this way, though, and has tried to convince you to go this direction?
No.
That's what I got. When you ask me, this is what I've got. Okay, so, Amy, as I also say that, there's also a spirit that I see that's hovering over you. And but I feel like the spirit's coming in over the top of you. So when I say over the top, I don't think this is a relationship with a family member, but somebody who's passed on the other side. And I feel like it might have been a friend who passed away, connected with school, okay, somewhere from your school days. And it might even be... where I'm, you know, just somebody from your school days back in, I don't know, college, maybe even high school, who went over that way, in that direction. Are you relocated from where, are you relocated from where you originally grew up? I'm understanding you are.
No, I'm not.
You're not. Well,
yeah.
I want you to put all this down because I feel like this is the connection, okay? Like there's a relocation out from where you live, okay, from where you grew up, and there's a flexibility, a freedom, a consultant-type position that comes along and it's going to give you this movement, okay? And there's also a connection to a friend who also might move you in a direction where it's more self-employed, okay? That's the change I see coming up for you, Amy. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Well, the show is going to close in about
you.
3 minutes, so I have to say goodbye to you and to all the wonderful callers.
Thank you.
Laura will be back. Let's see. Laura will be back on April 27th, so if you didn't get through, call then. And we'll talk about something else. So thanks, Laura. I'm so glad we were able to get this show on the road here today.
Yeah, I am too. So we'll connect next month, okay?
Next month, okay. All right. I wish you well. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So our time is up for today. I just want to tell you that tomorrow, March the 1st, I'm going to have on a channeler who is actually 19 years old. Her name is Courtney Edmondson, and she has Amundson, that's what it is, and she has written a book with everything that she has channeled. So if this is a topic that you are interested in, you will want to hear this show. You can listen live at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Or you can listen to the recording of the archives afterwards. Just check the show page. But that is tomorrow, Tuesday, March 1st. Courtney Edmondson. Should be a very, very interesting show. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author and life issues counselor specializing in narcissistic survivor abuse. Signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. see.